The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This holiday ad will be over in 27 seconds. Unlike the new Duracell battery with Power Boost ingredients that can last 19,976 seconds in your kid's RC motorcycle, or 6,801 seconds on your beard trimmer for this year's family photo, or 15,172 seconds on your electric frother for some holiday eggnog, and many more seconds to get more out of your holiday season. Duracell, unlike this ad, engineered for more.
Hey friends, welcome to Clutter Free Academy, where our goal is to help you take small, doable steps to live every day with less clutter and more life. And I am here with my decluttering and organizing partner. It is Roger Lip. Hey, Rog.
Hello. Decluttering and organizing partner. Wow. Okay.
Hey. Yeah. We have done a lot of this. And I will say, I feel like one thing that we have really worked on is our routines. Routines are difficult for me. And you're not the most routine person. You are in some things, but it's not our favorite.
Yeah.
Can we both agree on that?
No, especially when we talk about decluttering and these kinds of things. There's other routines. You know, the routine of going to Disneyland, that's a much better routine.
One that we have fallen out of. I know the guilt I carry around for not.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, no. I feel terrible. You guys, he went to Disneyland multiple times a year, and then he married me, and we still went a lot. But we can also blame the pandemic, moving to the mountains.
There's all kinds of things. Things break the routine. Yep.
Yeah. The caretaker of 8 chickens. Yes. If you guys, I don't know.
Yes, 8.
That we've discussed that here, that there's a thing called chicken math where, have 2 chickens, but you don't want them to be lonely. So you get 2 more and then one of them passes away and you can't just bring 1 new chicken in. So you bring 2
in. You always have to bring in 2 at least. So when one goes away, you add 2. I don't like the math on this.
Yeah, but it's real math. The only time we brought 1 at one time was Jack-Jack the rooster. And Jack-Jack was like bringing 6. He's a disruptor. You know, he is a disruptor in life.
That's his job.
Yep. And by the way, the being that is most disrupted by Jack-Jack is Moose.
Oh, yeah. They had to figure out how to get along and what each other is.
They don't get along. They don't. No. Yeah, they had to figure out what they are. And Moose is just like, I don't know what you are, freaky bird. We'll put a picture of Jack-Jack in the notes. So if you have not seen Jack-Jack
he's
before,
glorious.
He is. He's glorious. He's called a sizzle. He's a silky and a frizzle. And he looks, you say he looks like an aging rock star. I say he looks like he's wearing the pelts of his enemies. Like he looks like he's wearing all these like fur coats on top of, like we've never watched Game of Thrones, but I've seen pictures and he looks like people from Game of Thrones. Anyway, that has almost nothing to do with what we're talking about today. But, you know, here you go, life on the homestead. So, but routines, there are some routines we have to have, letting the chickens out each morning, locking them up at night, doing all the things. But the routines that really help us stay on top of our decluttering, cleaning, organizing, all that kind of stuff, those are less fun routines. They just are. Let's be honest. But they still
absolutely. They, but
they need to be done. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. These routines keep us alive and keep things working here at the house, right? If we didn't have the routine of going out there and, we call it schnudging, locking up the chickens to make sure they're safe. You know, if we didn't have that locked in a routine, we'd have to be thinking about it each night. And sometimes we'd do it and sometimes we wouldn't. But because it's now a routine, it just happens and we don't really think about it anymore. We may not like it because it's cold outside.
It's cold out right now.
Yes.
Well, and I will say this, that having routines helps with decision fatigue. Because if it's a routine, hopefully you get to a point where you just do it. Like, it's not a decision. I was listening to somebody on TikTok today and his kids were very disappointed to find out that they have to brush their teeth for the rest of their lives. Like, that was a very upsetting fact to them. It's just not fair, I think they said. It's just not fair. I brushed my teeth this morning. Why do I have to do it again in 20 years? Yeah. So I want to talk about one of the keys to creating these routines, and it's timers. And timers can be used in a lot of different ways, and they can be used on a lot of different things. One timer that is great is on my phone. I use that timer quite a bit. We use timers on Alexa. She helps us remember things. And then we have some built-in timers, like on our coffee maker, our dishwasher, those kind of things. So I want to talk about all of those and how they help us stay decluttered and organized.
And we have timers on our calendar. Right? We have timers that pop on our calendar for things that happen that need to happen every week or every month or once a quarter, like changing the water filter on the house. Yes, the house has a water filter.
Yes. And our septic treatment, that's been really crucial. So let's talk about those. The first thing I want to talk about is using a timer with our 15-minute sprints. I think a lot of people are like, well, I'm just going to declutter for a little while. And I think there is real value to saying, I'm going to declutter in this room for 15 minutes. So I'm going to work on this drawer or these couple of drawers. Because 15 minutes is enough time to make a dent without getting overwhelmed. And this works for adults and children.
I was just going to say that 15-minute thing is true for both adults and kids. We call them micro sprints. And sometimes I've noticed with even folks at my day job, they need those tiny, tiny increments just to be able to get going and get things done. Not always, but sometimes. I think the same is true for our kids. It does.
Absolutely. Because if you say, go clean your room, that is the most overwhelming statement in the entire world. But if you say, okay, I'm just going to spend 15 minutes in this room, I'm going to do what I can do, and then I'll be satisfied with the result. It also works like what you were saying with your day job, Roger, with my day job. When I have people, I lead a mastermind group where we're working on accomplishing things. And when I see a person has work on taxes 3 weeks in a row on their list and it's never checked off, this week, I only want you to spend 15 minutes on taxes. I can't do that. I'm so behind. Okay. But you haven't done it for the past 3 weeks. So I just want you to do 15 minutes, because what you're doing in that 15 minutes is overcoming the scary. It's unpacking the thing. It's clicking on the email. It's like, okay, I'm just getting myself into position. With decluttering, that closet is so overwhelming. Yeah, I still only want you to do 15 minutes, but 15 minutes isn't going to make a dent. I know it's not going to make a dent, but just do it for 15 minutes. If you want to keep going after 15 minutes, you can, but you don't have to. You get to quit after 15 minutes. And oftentimes it's not as scary. What's scary is the unknown. And so it's just you know, it's like the IKEA project. It's unpacking the box and just seeing, okay, what's the reality here? And then we can start to break it down.
Doesn't it feel like sometimes these big projects that we just can't make progress on, you know, taxes or, you know, whatever it is, cleaning a closet, it almost becomes this thing that we know we're not going to make progress on. Oh yeah, I know. I got to do that. And and because we haven't done anything on it, it just sort of piles up this resistance in our brain to doing anything. And I think that's one of the magic things about the 15-minute sprint is that it breaks that down. It breaks through that wall.
And it's making it into bite-sized manageable pieces, which is exactly what we need. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to go hear from our amazing sponsors. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you two other ways that we can use our timer to declutter and stay organized. Kathy Lipp's Clutter-Free Academy is sponsored by BetterHelp. Several years ago, when I was dealing with the death of my father, some of my issues around clutter and all the other things that surround that, well, there were times I just thought it would be really helpful if life came with a better set of instructions. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Just today, when a friend was talking about how stuck she was feeling, I asked her if she was going to therapy. She said she used to, but hadn't been because, well, there was nothing huge going on in her life. She just felt stuck. And I told her that's exactly why I started going to therapy, because I felt stuck in a cycle of emotions and needed help dealing with them. And one of those resources I've used is BetterHelp. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people, I'm one of them, with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off with your first month at betterhelp.com/clutterfree. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/clutterfree.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, friends, we are back. So the first thing we talked about is the timer for those 15-minute sprints. But I also want to talk about using a timer for reminders. So one of the habits I've gotten into is, you know, I have weird meetings throughout the day. I need to call this person. I need to call them when the office is open, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'll do now is say I need to call my dentist at 10 o'clock. I will put on my phone an alarm for 9:55 so that, you know, if I'm in the middle of a shower, whatever it is, I have a 5-minute lead up to make sure, okay, I'm doing what I need to do. I will do this for routine things like taking pills, for giving Moose her chemotherapy, things like that. The things that I feel like I should be able to remember, but don't. And they're too important to forget. So I will use it as a reminder. We need to take garbage down on Tuesday nights. And we remember 9 out of 10 times.
So, taking garbage down for us is not quite what it was when we were in the city.
Yes.
It's not rolling the cans to the street. Yes, it's a whole event.
You guys, we have something called, what's it called? Not a Holloway. What is?
Like a can caddy or something.
Transporter. It's like transporter, but can sporter. And what it does is it hooks into a hitch on the back of our car, and it holds onto our can so they don't tip over unless Roger's driving too fast. And then they fly off and we get to go pick up garbage. But he's only done
it's
that
only once. Happened once or and, twice.
Well, it's only happened once. You've really learned how to navigate things. But so 9 times out of 10, we don't need a reminder, but it's that 10th time. It's like, dang. Or it's some like using it for, I love using this for putting something in the oven. Like I can make it early in the morning and then I'll remind myself, okay, at 4:25, go put this. Do you use timers like that at all, Roger?
Sometimes. Yeah. I think the
watering.
Principle we've talked. Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes. I was just going to mention that. One of the things that we've talked about in the past has been get your to-do list onto your calendar. Mm-hmm. You know, and yes. I know we operate with both a to-do list and a to-do calendar. I don't know how you combine those two words, but to calendar, I don't know.
But it really is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the calendar makes it the imminent thing. It adds that reminder, that sense of reminder. And this is when I'm going to do something, not just that I need to do something. And so I've set aside the time to do it right there. So we use that. I use it for watering. I use it for things like not just appointments, but also I've gotten to adding longer term things that I have a hard time remembering to do. You know, these things we have to do once a quarter. So we get those onto the calendar once a quarter. So at least that reminder comes up to do them, like changing the whole house water filter.
Yes. And car registrations.
Yes.
You know, bills that are unusual that you can't really put on auto pay, something like that is really, really helpful and important. Okay. The third thing that I love a timer for, and we've really gotten into this over the past year or so, is setting timers on our specific tools, our dishwasher. So we like for our dishwasher to run at the most energy efficient time, and which is in the middle of the night. So we learned this from, you know, our PG&E, they tell us what the most energy efficient time is. So
energy,
we will put a delay
inexpensive.
On
yeah. yeah. When yes. the energy costs are cheapest. Yeah.
We're cheap. You know, why pay for expensive when you can pay for cheap, right? And so we will set our dishwasher to run at 3 a.m. And that way it doesn't bother us. It's not keeping us up. And it's ready by the time we get down at 5:30 or 6 to unload it. I am now doing this with laundry because I don't want clothes sitting overnight, especially in the summer, because they'll get smelly. We don't want that. But we also want it to run at the most energy efficient time possible. The coffee maker, the Roomba. I mean, there are all sorts of things that you can. This is getting your house automated. Now, you need to be the one to fill that, but fill the dishwasher, fill the washing machine. But what it does is it says, okay, if I run my washing machine overnight, it means I'm coming upstairs and gathering the clothes to put into it so that it can run officially overnight. You're training yourself to be on a routine. And I just love that.
Yeah. Think of all these little robots that we have as, you know, a part of the house system. And we want the house to work for us and to be that house we want to live in. And isn't it beautiful to wake up and the coffee is ready? Isn't it beautiful to wake up and the dishes are done and the laundry is ready for the next step? You know, and it's just getting the house to support us in the approach that we want to have. Whatever the approach is for you.
The reason I love what you said there, because the reason that I love this is I want you to do the things that you love. I want you to be creative. I want you to cook fabulous meals. I want you to do, you know, your arts and crafts. I want you to do great at your job. I want you to be with your kids. And all these things that we can automate, and we can even automate some of the fun stuff, like, you know, our slow cooker, when we turn that on, those kind of things. We can put so many things on a timer that we used to not be able to. And it takes it, it's that mental load. That's what I want off of you. And I want that mental load to be off of you. If you're the person in your house that is cooking the meal or doing the dishes, I would be at fault to say, this isn't so women can just do more work. This is about partners, especially if you're married to somebody, that each of you can take on a portion of this load, but it becomes a routine for each of you. You know, I cook most of the meals, but you take care of most of the outside. You do the dishes most of the time. I do the laundry most of the time, but we support each other in all of these things. One, because when the routines happen, what we're doing is we're supporting our family unit. We're supporting our house. But also, if we have these routines, we can support each other in them. So, you know, sometimes I come down and, you know, I often unload the dishes in the morning. But I also know we're staying on top of it enough that we're never going to get truly behind. We're doing what we can to support each other and live in the kind of home we want to live in. And that's it, guys.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is. And nobody feels like resentful or cranky, let me just say, because I have felt those, let me just say, in other marriages I've been in. Okay, friends, think about how you can use your timer, how you can automate so that you live in the kind of house you want to live in. Think about Alexa. Think about your phone, your watch, your calendar, all these things to help you support the kind of life you want to be in. Raj, thanks for being with me. And
my pleasure.
Friends, thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Clutter Free Academy. I'm Kathy Lipp. And now go create the clutter-free life you were always intended to live.
Going halfway isn't the best way. For instance, would you give your child half a bike helmet?
You sure this is safe?
Or go out in a storm with half an umbrella?
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Would you settle for half a haircut?
I don't think we're done.
Don't go halfway, especially with your immunity to COVID-19. Stay up to date with your vaccines and boosters. Visit myturn.ca.gov to find one near you. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health,